Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today, so if you find the Psalms right near the middle of the Bible, find Psalm 93. We'll be reading Psalm 93 through 95, possibly taking some devotional pauses, thinking of application at the end, and then closing in prayer. I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you so much for the Psalms, the opportunity to through this Hebrew poetry, to emote and consider you and our relationship. And I pray that you'll help us to be able to understand what you're saying and what this has to do with our relationship with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 93, the Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days. It's a very short psalm lifting up God and his power, his majesty, his sovereignty. Psalm 94. The Lord is a God who avenges. O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Lord, will the wicked, how long will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the foreigner. They murder the fatherless. They say the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob takes no notice. Take notice, you senseless ones among the people, you fools. When will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? The Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the one you discipline, Lord, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the people will not reject his people. Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord has given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, a throne that brings on misery by its decrees? The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress and my rock, God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. Psalm 94 looks to God to revenge, to judge, speaks in poetic language to the people who do not honor God, who do not think that God exists or will do anything, and yet the psalmist lifts up God as the one who has created all things, understands everything that's going on, and will act when the time is right. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and the hands form the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And that's Psalm 95, a psalm of praise, and yet also included in this is kind of a direction from God to say, hey, you know what happened with the people in the wilderness, wandered for 40 years, they did not enter the promised land. So praise me, worship me now, follow me now. All right, what do I take away from Psalm 93 to 95? Maybe different than what you take away. It's good to try to focus on something to consider from God's word through the day. I think for me, it's Psalm 94, where he is asking God to judge those who are doing wrong toward God, doing wrong toward God's people. But the section where he talks basically to the people who are doing wrong, beginning of verse 8, he says, take notice, you senseless ones among the people, you fools, when will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? The Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. That's what I want to hold on to today. I can get frustrated by what's happening in the world. Those who are not acknowledging God. As though God doesn't see what's going on. As though God does not exist. As though God doesn't hear and see and judge one day. In verse 11, the Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. I certainly have plans that I wish were happening for this world. But my plans may not be God's plans. God has a deeper, broader, better plan. And certainly the plans of this world and the things going on in our country today are not according to what God would have them do. And yet, God's plan is still working. All that they're trying to do is going to be futile in the end. I can trust in God. I can do what he's given me to do, what I can control. That's not much. And the stuff that's happening, I can trust in him. So that's what I'm going to do today. How about you? Father, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you that you are God in control, no matter what's happening in our world, no matter what people think they're getting away with or the power that they're exhibiting or the change that they're affecting. It's all futile because your plan is going to play out. Your plan is going to come to fruition. You're in control. So help me to trust in that, Father, today and in the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.